Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके.
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region,
Baba, बहुत ही प्यार से दृष्टि देते हुए.
Baba was giving very loving drishti.
Ruhani Vardata.
And appeared to be in the form of a spiritual bestow of blessings. Baba then just signaled me to come closer, come child. And so not just me, but many, many sisters and brothers, many children got emerged in front of Baba. Baba was giving each one drishti and was filling each one with love and blessings. Baba then said, today the father will take the children on a tour. So everyone became very happy on hearing this. But today's tour was quite different. In the Sakar form, Sakar Baba also used to take the children to some place or the other. So Baba was walking ahead and we were following Baba. And it appeared as though there was this huge gathering of angels moving, progressing ahead. As we went closer, at a distance we saw a very beautiful tree which was laden with a variety of fruits. Baba then said, today Baba wishes for the children to go closer to the tree, and whatever they wish, they can take whichever fruit they want. Whatever fruit they like, they can take that, they can pick that fruit. So as the children come closer to the tree, there was what appeared around the tree was a large boundary surrounding the whole tree. And so the children had to cross over that boundary. So Baba advised the children to cross the boundary. But on the boundary was written the codes of conduct, the maryadas of the Brahmin life. So as the children saw that, what was written, they stabilized themselves in that stage of being the follower of those codes of conduct of Brahmin life, and they're able to cross over the boundary. And then there was a smaller but lovely boundary, very beautiful flowers around that second boundary. And each child thought, I want to pick one flower or the other. So Baba said, you can pick whichever flowers you wish, however much you wish. So as they take the fruit, as they try to pick the flower, they're not able to hold on to the flower. So what was written on that flower was, the Srimad that Baba has given is like a flower. By following the Srimad, the disciplines that Baba has given us, the elevated directions, we're able to bring fragrance into our lives. So as they stabilize themselves in that stage, they're able to pick the flowers and move ahead. And then what they saw, the third step was a very thin line. There were leaves on that and some hidden flowers on that line. So those flowers were moving upwards, and it was though they were welcoming all the children. And so those leaves, those little flowers were spreading all around. Baba said, today children are being decorated, you're being welcomed. As they were trying to move ahead, progress, they were not able to do so. So Baba said, look closely at this third line of flowers and leaves. On that was written, the royal sanskars of the royal father. As much as you adopt royalty in your lives, the royal sanskars you adopt in your life, then every step you take, there will be multi-million fold income attainment. And then everything that you face, everything, every step you take, you'll feel as though you're being welcomed by flowers, you're being decorated by flowers. And as they cross over the third line and then come closer to the tree, they look at the variety of fruit. So on one single tree, there's a variety of different kinds of fruit. Baba then said, each child can pick whichever fruit they wish. And as they try to pick the fruit, they start thinking, oh, I want this fruit, I want that fruit as well. And then that consciousness of I creeps in. And as that consciousness of I comes, the fruits kind of move away and the children are not able to pick that fruit. So Baba then reminds the children, remind yourself, stabilize yourself again. And then a writing appears, I belong to Baba and Baba is my companion. And as they stabilize themselves in that stage, the fruit comes down to the children and the children are able to hold on, pick the fruit. They don't even have to break the fruit off the tree. It just comes directly into their hand. Baba then explained, when the children stabilize themselves in that stage that I belong to Baba, Baba is my companion, then every task happens easily. And nature also, the five elements also become your servants, and nature will then welcome you and cooperate with you in every task. And then another scene emerged. There was a very large screen. On one corner, one side of the screen, there were very beautiful lines appearing at a very fast speed. These were moving at a fast speed. And then in between there was the sound of a bell ringing. And then on another side of the screen, what appeared was an ocean and waves of ocean sometimes reaching very high, sometimes very low. Baba then said, children, are you looking at this? The children started smiling. Baba then explained, the father is repeatedly telling the children, reminding the children. Baba is also looking at the efforts the children are making. Time is moving ahead very fast. And from time to time, the warning bells are also ringing. The efforts that the children make are like waves of an ocean. When the warning bells ring, the bells of time ring, then the children's efforts also intensify and the waves go very high, the waves of their efforts go high. But then when everything is quiet, then the efforts also become a bit slow. And when there is that laziness or carelessness, then the spiritual efforts also become slack. The father's company is bringing nature closer. Time is also ready to give all attainments to the children, but the bells of time are ringing from time to time. They are reminding you, children, that you have to make your spiritual effort making stable, keep the father's company, so that nature, the five elements, can also welcome you. The father always gives the return to the children of their love and their service that they do. Baba was then giving very beautiful fruit to each of the children, and it was though nature was showering the children with flowers. Baba then said, you are beloved children, you are those who have full rights over the future kingdom. Baba has pride in you, the five elements is also ready to welcome you. The father continues to fill the children up with all that they need. So you children only have to stay in intoxication that you are about to go into your new kingdom where you will have every kind of attainment. I then offered the bhog to Baba. After Baba accepted the bhog, I saw Baba was giving everyone so much love. He was feeding each one the bhog. And then once again there was a shower of flowers from above on all the children. Baba said, Baba has great pride in these children. These are the ones who have rights over the whole world. Nature is also happy with the children. Nature is also ready to offer everything to the children. But you children have to prepare yourselves in such a way that you experience the father's company, you have the company of the five elements. So always remember that nature is already ready to welcome you. Baba gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.